Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Oh, let's go.
Andrew Cuomo makes a very special appearance. In fact, many appearances.
He's the star of the show today.
Yeah, he's the star of the show. Yeah, so you don't want to miss our Andrew Cuomo update, which is always fun. We also talked to you and took phone calls today about what it is that you are experiencing, feeling, seeing. What were your thoughts on CPAC? We had our thoughts. We shared our thoughts on CPAC. Also, the new ESG standards. If you don't know what that is, you need to, and you'll hear about it on today's podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and rate and review if you don't mind. Also, click over to Stu Does America and subscribe to that podcast as well. It's a fabulous podcast hosted by me today with special guest Megyn Kelly to talk about Andrew Cuomo.
Hey!
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Where should we begin? I'm thinking, it's Monday. Let's start with dessert. We could all be dead by the end of the show. So let's start with dessert.
I think we should start with Andrew Cuomo.
No, Glenn.
Yes, I know.
Shut up.
It's shocking.
It is shocking.
That I would want to start there.
Right.
But I do, because this is just so...
Stu came in. The first thing he said to me was, do you think Andrew Cuomo's going to go down because of this?
Like, no, go down. Don't talk about those things, eh? Trying to cause trouble around here.
And this is the thing. Like, I can't believe that this guy is actually going to be held responsible for anything he's ever done. It's never happened to him in his entire life. So I don't know. Is this the first time? Maybe it is. It does feel like we keep getting closer and closer to this, and he deserves every little bit of it. You know, I think a lot of people are saying, look, I've read the reports from now his second accuser, and he's really creepy. However, is it worse than him killing 5,000 people in nursing homes? Maybe not.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask you a question, Mr. I'm So Fancy.
Yeah.
Did you not just say, feels like we're getting closer. Feels like we're getting closer. Mm-hmm. That's all that I was saying. Have a little bit of sausage and let's get a little closer.
Right.
So I wanted to lick. I told her I want to lick a little Cool Whip off your bazoombas. What's the problem? I didn't have a bowl. I love Cool Whip. She had a place to put my Cool Whip. I could have licked it off the table, but she happened to be there with giant bazoombas.
I mean, it's not that he said anything wrong.
Well, I mean, he's known for his subtlety. And that really is the Andrew Cuomo way.
Listen, all I said was give me Horatio. It was Horatio Sanchez. That's all I was saying.
I wouldn't be surprised to hear that report out by the end of the week, frankly, the way this is going.
Look, all I'm saying is a lot of people don't know this about me, but I am a part-time carpenter. So when I looked at her, I was thinking carpentry when I said, I'd like to nail that.
Most of this is in the New York Times report on the incident. Most of this is in there. I mean, he really is almost that
obvious and crude.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know how subtle you think this is, but this is from the New York Times report. He asked me, this is, by the way, talking about one of his aides, 25 years old. He's 63. And so she had just turned 25. So she's 24 plus.
Just turned 25.
She said Mr. Cuomo asked her about her feelings about age differences in relationships. Just a random topic that came
up. That's all I, as the governor, I've got to ask these things. It hurts me deeply. Every time I think it, I think, yeah, I got to go deeper and probe deeper and deeper. And I feel bad. How old are you? How do you feel about a relationship with, say, somebody 64? Just pulling that number out of the air. By the way, she'll have the sausage. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
So he said that Cuomo said to the 25-year-old, you know, age doesn't matter. And this is a, she took contemporaneous notes, if you remember that situation. He asked me if I believed age made a difference in relationships. And he also asked me in the same conversation if I've ever been with an older man. This is so subtle. How did she pick this up? I don't know. How did she pick it up?
No.
It's like
women,
a mirage.
They see things everywhere. I mean, I love women. I don't love. I mean, I look. Sausage. I love sausage. Women and I.
This is an incredible example of women's intuition because I don't know how. Now, hold, because it gets worse than this here.
Okay.
At one juncture, Ms. Bennett said, the governor also noted that he felt he's fine with anyone above the age of 22. At a point that had just come up after they talked about her 25th birthday.
But she's 25.
Right.
He's fine
subtle.
With
it. That's the subtlety. He said,
I like women who just had their 25th birthday.
He could have said
named.
That.
What's your name again? Named. Come on, give me your name.
That would have been obvious.
Yeah.
She was so subtle.
Do we have him, though? That might be a hard, fast rule. That might have been a coincidence. Let's play fair. Do we have him saying, how old are you?
Because I'm fine with anybody, you're 15 under, over 12. I'm fine.
Do we have that? No, we don't have that.
He was basically doing like Mad Libs where he'd be like, what's your birthday? And he writes down 25. He's like, I'm fine with anyone above 25. it's so bad. So he, this isn't just ends with the odd, uncomfortable conversation. This ends with her reporting this to her superiors and her being transported to outer Siberia of the capital all the way on the other side of the building.
I don't ever want to see her again.
Yeah. She said, no, that's not right.
She's out. Can we kill her? No. All right. Can we make her uncomfortable? Put her in an igloo someplace. All right, good. Upstate New York she goes.
I've changed my policy. Now only people under 22.
You know that's coming. But yeah, she not only got transferred to another job on the other side of the building so they could, you know, so basically she could be safe around this guy. Then she wound up having to resign. She lost her job. I mean, she quit because she felt so uncomfortable. And you can go through this again, obviously. He's has the, you know, the presumption of innocence, not from me, but from other people. But he basically...
At this point, you would dress as a woman. Just to get up there and send it to report.
Get it on tape. Mm-hmm. You like me, don't you? You do.
But he released a statement yesterday,
yeah,
Glenn, about this. And then he released... that one didn't go over so well. He released another statement.
Really?
Yeah. And then that second statement
didn't
go over so well.
Really?
So he released a third statement.
The third statement.
Yeah. And then that third statement didn't go over so well.
Right.
So he released a fourth statement.
So,
four statements in a day.
That's not the way you act if these things aren't true. It's not like, you know, he's sitting in the office. Wait a minute.
What I meant to say was, did you see how she was dressed? Wait, not that statement. What I meant to say was, she wanted it. You know what I'm saying? She wanted it.
I would not be surprised to see that come out. I mean, the last time he made a statement about this, from the first accuser last week, he said something to the effect of like, you can attribute this statement to any one of these four people. And he lists four people and it just says like, that conversation never took place. Well, what do you mean I can attribute it? Did they say it? Did any of these people actually say this thing you put in quotes? What do you mean I can attribute it to four different people? Did they say it in unison? Did they say it like you come around the corner in The Shining and there's the two and they're all standing there dressed the same and they're all saying the same thing?
He molested me.
Wait, I don't understand this. He's trying to do what he always does, which is bully people and insult people and terrify people and say he's going to ruin their career the same way he handled the COVID thing. And of course, like killing multiple thousands of people is even worse than being terrible to
all I was doing. I'm only killing the old people because I date women who are over 22 and anything older than 65. They gotta go. You know what I'm saying? It's common sense.
It is in his brain. But I think, truthfully, the media had this idea and promoted this idea that this guy was a superhero when it comes to, you know, the pandemic. And at the end of the day, they can't admit that mistake. They're too far down that road. This is John Ziegler's talked about this before multiple times with us. Like, the bigger the mistake, the harder it is to admit that you were wrong. So, in a way, it's like there's a paradox there where like it actually should be easier to reverse a bad mistake because it was so damaging. But it actually is harder to do for these people. And the media has come out and said this guy was a genius. He was saving lives. They were so wrong on that. This is giving them the alternative path to get him out of there. And
well,
punish him
it's not that hard. Let me just give you the story. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faces mounting sexual misconduct allegations from two female aides. A video now has emerged on social media showing the Democratic governor questionably pressuring a female reporter. The video shows the Democratic governor at the 2016 New York State Fair challenging Channel 9's Beth Cifalo to eat an entire sausage.
Yes.
I want to see you eat the whole sausage.
That is a quote.
Cuomo can be heard telling her as her daughter sits quietly next to him.
Oh, yeah. I got your daughter. You're going to eat that whole sausage.
Now former aide to Cuomo could be seen handing her a sandwich. I don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you. But I will eat it.
There's too much sausage in that picture, he says.
It's a good quote to have on your resume. Have you seen this video yet? I don't think we have it. It is out there. Maybe we can get it by the end of the show. But there's he basically yells across the room at this reporter, hey, I want to see you eat the whole sausage. And again, she's like a young, attractive reporter. And then he gets her to come over and sit next to her. And he's like, this is my daughter.
Is that what he says?
He does actually introduce her at one point.
Because it says her daughter. Let's see. Can be heard telling. As his daughter, mm-hmm. Michaela, sits quietly next to him.
Right. He introduces the reporter to his daughter, which is really awkward. But I guess at some point they have to meet. I mean.
This is who daddy's going to be having sex with later.
Yeah, here's my daughter. She's 12 years older than you. It's a creepy situation. And I think legitimately he's in trouble here. As these things unfold, we see a pretty clear pattern. One person comes out, talks about something like this. It's you know, he brushed it off. He said it wasn't true. The second one now, he's saying, I have made... The fourth statement that he made yesterday included phrasing like, look, I have had conversations that may have been misinterpreted, and I apologize. I now see that those made people feel uncomfortable. That whole shtick. But a couple more of his aides that come out and say, look, he was doing this to me too, and he's toast.
Well, CNN, luckily, has not been covering this.
No.
Very little coverage from CNN What a surprise! Bada bing.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program.
Let me go to Dennis on line one in Florida. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you, sir?
Good. I admire your and your crew, your intellectual property, the depth of your intellectual property.
Agreed.
Okay. I was waiting. I thought that was a setup. All right, go ahead. Yeah, what about it?
You guys have concrete property, which is your microphone and all your equipment and your building and all that stuff. But your intellectual property is what's in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can take away that. But serious question. Am I speaking with a fellow domestic terrorist?
Isn't that amazing?
Mm. Yeah. Okay, there was an article by Fox on Friday, and I've got notes from it here. There were 280 Trump supporters arrested. Some of the Trump supporters were planning to blow up the Capitol, and all of the Trump supporters are labeled as domestic terrorists, and these Trump supporters are going to be routed out. It's terrible. Even Fox write an article like that?
Well, I will tell you, this comes from the acting chief of Capitol Police. Can we play her comment on this that also came out Friday? Listen.
We know that members of the militia groups that were present on January 6th have stated their desires that they want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members as possible. With a direct nexus to the State of the Union, which we know that date has not been identified. So based on that information, we think that it's prudent that Capitol Police maintain its enhanced and robust security posture until we address those vulnerabilities going forward.
Now, I appreciate that, you know, the FBI didn't come out and say this. Department of Homeland Security didn't come out and say this. That this was the acting chief of police, not for D.C., but for the Capitol Police, because it carries so much credibility. Where is that story anywhere? Why are we not hearing this from the FBI? Why are we not getting confirmation from the DHS? They have said there's no credible threat. Now, why is the chief, the acting chief of police for the Capitol Police, why is she saying this? I think because of what you were calling about, they could call us terrorists. I want to make this really clear. I thought what happened on January 6th was a nightmare. I thought it was an abomination. I thought it was out of control. I didn't support it in any way, shape, or form. I don't know people who supported it in what happened. It was awful, awful. It also has done this, created this kind of atmosphere where they can get away with saying anything about us. We can never be those people. In fact, I'm going to go on record and say we're so not those people that if we heard that there was a credible threat, we knew somebody was doing that, we would turn them in. Let us know, please, FBI, DHS, and this administration, what are the facts? I'd like to know who is plotting this, because I think there's a lot of Americans that can help you out, if true. If you are ready for some really great news, keep listening. Built Bar is back, and it is unbelievable. If you've been listening to my show this year, I love Built Bars. It's an all-American story. This is a client I asked to be on the show because I didn't listen to my wife again. And she's been telling me about it, but it has protein bar on it. And those always taste like a doormat. This is unbelievable. The mint brownie flavor? Oh, yes, baby. It is life-changing. The new bars taste better than ever. In addition to the 12 original flavors, Built Bar just added cookies and cream, carrot cake, caramel brownie, lemon almond cheesecake, apple almond crisp. I mean, it's great.
great. Built Bar, delicious, nutritious, high protein, low calorie, high fiber, low carbs, 100% real chocolate, and 100% really good. Plus, they've reset the code for this new launch. Right now, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code Beck, get $10 off your first order. Promo code Beck, BuiltBar.com.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Let me go to Patrick, line 11, Colorado. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Glenn. Something that I think you could do that would be helpful is try and teach people how to be a mentor. I'm 34, and I can't tell you how many friends and cousins I have my age whose, you know, baby boomer age parents have tried to have a political conversation with them. And I think that age, I'm not even going to say that. It just, they end up talking down to their adult children, talking at them, getting frustrated, and it just ends up being an ineffective, frustrating conversation. And I think it would be great if people could just learn how to really be a mentor, because nothing matters now more than our children and adults reconnecting with America and just re-falling in love with the country all over again, and being confident in why that is. And I think that genuine change inspired by a mentor, you know, a good mentor doesn't state things as fact. They just ask the right questions until their student realizes it on their own, you know, what they're trying to get at. And that kind of change will win the day over the indoctrination that we've had, you know, substanceless indoctrination of the last 40 years. When I look at how much effort it's taken them to accomplish their progressive agenda, they have to take over the schools, the media, Hollywood. It takes so much effort. And you recommended a book, The 5,000 Year Leap. It's an amazing book. I think, and I know this won't happen, but if the majority of Americans invested 6 hours into reading that book, I think it would crush the progressive Marxist socialist agenda.
It would.
And like I said, I know that's not going to happen, but that reveals to me how fragile their world is that they've built and how winnable this fight is, Glenn.
Look, it's why you don't have to silence people if you're on the winning side with science and everything else. You don't need to silence people. You don't need to round them up. You don't need to re-educate. It will just dawn on them that that's the right thing to do. People will see that's the one that really makes sense, and more people are benefiting from it, and I want to be a part of it. You only have to indoctrinate when things are not self-evident, and everything that they're pushing, that racism is bad unless it's against white people. Then it's good. And the only way to stop racism is to be anti-racist, which is to be racist against white people. And there is no forgiveness for the white people because they're born that way. Well, all kinds of questions start to come up, like, okay, so there's no forgiveness? What if I did something that I now really abhor myself? Do I get forgiven? Well, it depends. Where are you now? Do you believe what I believe, or do you believe something else? Because if you believe what I believe, then there's redemption, but not total redemption. I can withdraw that redemption at any time. It all falls apart, and you know anyone who tells you not to read, not to listen, not to question, those are the people you should run from. And that's exactly what we have going on right now. People who are hiding information, pointing the finger and calling people names, cannot really sit down and argue the point on whatever crazy idea they have today, that men and women are different, but they're not different. I mean, yes, they are very different, because the world would be a much better place if we had a whole bunch of women in our board of directors rooms. So they're very, very different. But they're not different at all. Don't tell me that a man is different from a woman. A woman can do whatever a man can do. Well, so then what can a man do? Is a man different? Does he have special qualities? Because women do. You just said it. So do men have special qualities, or are they just all Neanderthal thugs? It all falls apart when you know how to critically think, and people don't know how to critically think. I will tell you, that is the main project that we're working on at Mercury One. We have, in fact, we're doing our first class. I was going to air it live, but we're gonna wait because we're not sure we have this one exactly right. But I think we have 500 people. We're in Texas, man. Get over yourself. We have 500 people coming to spend about 3 days with us. And the first thing we do is we just ask questions. No judgment. Just ask questions. What is it that you know? What is it you know to be true? Why do you know it to be true? How did you arrive there? What are your sources? And you have to first get into a position to be able to learn, to be humble enough to say, I'm not sure of anything. Today, I'm not sure of anything. And I think there's half the country that is saying that right now. I'm not sure of anything anymore. That's by design. But they think that everyone's just going to go along with what the new thing is. Well, you can't prove that to me. That's never worked ever anywhere in the world. So no, I'm not going down there. I'm looking for truth. I'm looking for truth, and I'm looking for true messengers. Who will tell me the truth? So we are working on that. I hope that helps. We also I'm thinking about writing more of the control books. They were the little books, pocket books that, you know, control over guns, control over our educational system. I'm thinking about writing more of those that are short, that are just providing all of the facts and all of everything you need to know about that argument, so you can make that argument and have it in a handy place to where you could keep it in your back pocket if you wanted to.